want to ask you a question today. Who holds your life together? What holds your life together? Maybe I could ask it in a different way. I could ask you the question, what is your worldview? How do you see the world? How do you see yourself? How do you understand life? How do you understand the spiritual part of life? You know, there's a vast difference between the person who knows Christ and who serves Jesus and their outlook upon the world and the Christian who has found in Jesus a Savior and Lord. The man apart from Jesus really doesn't see any purpose in all that's going on in this world. The man without Christ doesn't know who he is, don't know why he's here, and doesn't know where he's going. The man without Christ looks at history and sees just happen chance, just the evolving of nations and peoples, and without any thread tying it all together in some kind of order. But the Christian understands life and creation as being something that is the product of a creator God who is behind the scenes and intimately involved in every aspect of what we call life and history. Genesis 1 and 1 says, God created the world in the beginning. And from that moment on, we understand that everything that happened has been to bring to pass what we call the great plan of salvation. Nothing happened by chance. God had his hand in all of it, bringing to pass nations and empires and kingdoms, orchestrating the development of this world and its history so that at a juncture in time, the nation of Israel and the Roman Empire would converge in a dynamic moment in which Jesus would die on an old rugged cross, and as a result, we would have our redemption. God orchestrated it all. It wasn't just happening. The man with Christ understands that we're not just the product of the evolving of nothing into something. We're not just the evolving of some evolutionary process where some elementary thing became something complex, which is not even really possible anyway. We understand that we are placed here for a reason and a purpose, that we are here because God wanted us here, because God loved us. We understand that we know as a Christian who we are, and we know why we're here, and we know where we're going. It makes all the difference in the world. But if you don't have God, what holds your life together? You might say, well, my job, my career, my money, my children, my family, my hope of retirement, my grandchildren. But almost everything else that we could imagine that could tie life together and give purpose in life is so fragile. Because you can lose your money and you can lose your health and you can lose your job and the children can get up and move away and then where are you then? What really holds your life together today? We live in a fragile world where the storms of life that we've just were singing about can come your way, and you know what I'm talking about. I announced that we had a record attendance, but you know what? It doesn't really come down to hundreds of people here. It's to you as a person, to you, your life. What's going on in your life, in your heart, in your family, in your health today? Every one of us know what it's like to have the storms of life to shake us real good. Suddenly we realize that life is very fragile. Health can be fragile. Riches can be fragile. All the things that give our life meaning and purpose apart from Jesus are no guarantees. And so is there purpose in life? The secular man says there isn't any real purpose. There isn't any accountability. There isn't any real God who's behind the scenes. But the person who's come to hear the message of the love of God knows that we're not here by accident. We're all here by divine purpose. And to the Christian, we found out the one thing that holds life together. It's not a what, it's a who. And his name is Jesus. And so when the storms of life come, and you're anchored to the rock, Christ Jesus, when the storms of life come, and everything else may be ripped apart from you, nothing can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ. Nothing can separate you from his great salvation. Nothing can separate you from his marvelous mercy and grace. So we can sing a song like that. Lord, you what holds my life together. When everything else may seem to fail, and I may not see the way out. You know, let me tell you, that's what this day is all about, because you see what the resurrection is. The resurrection is that thing which guaranteed that God's plan was fulfilled. It was that thing that guaranteed, that proved to us that what God started before there was even a world, a foundation of the world, Revelation 13:8, before the foundations of the world, the Lamb was already slain. God just brought it out of human history, unfolding it century after century, nation after nation, until finally, in the fullness of time, Jesus came into this world and died on the cross, was buried in the tomb, and then on that third day, because you see, the resurrection is the hinge of all eternity. The resurrection is the hinge on the door that opens the way into access to God. And if there is no resurrection, Jesus is no better than Muhammad or Buddha or Confucius or anybody else. But if there's a resurrection, we've just found out that Jesus is more than all of those put together. That he is who he said he was, and what he said he would be, and what he said he did, and all the teachings of Jesus are validated by that one event, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's the hinge upon which eternity swings. All of time and eternity divide in his cross. And with his resurrection, we have absolute validation that what Jesus said he would do and what he did, he accomplished. It is finished. Now let me tell you, the resurrection tells me that Jesus can hold my life together. If I'll accept this Jesus who is risen from the dead into my life, into my heart, if I'll make him the Lord and the Savior of my life, let me tell you, he's already faced the worst enemy that you'll ever have to face, and that's the enemy of death. And he's already defeated him and walked out of that tomb on that third morning victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And if he can do that, there isn't anything in life that he can't take care of. Hallelujah! There isn't anything in life that he can't handle. There isn't any problem in life that he can't hold on to you and help you through it. There's no problems in life that he is not able to take you by the hand and say, you're safe. Nothing can separate you from my love. For the Christian, it's who that holds our lives together. When everything else is falling apart, there's something that we've got a hold of by faith that cannot fail and will not fail. But I ask you this morning, who's holding and what's holding your life together? There may be some people whose lives are falling apart. You may have come here this morning and you've got some news that some way things in your life have begun to fall apart. Things that you could not want or dream about would ever happen. And yet the news came, something happened. And life began to fall apart. And you're stretching, you're reaching, you're grasping for something to hold on to. But I want to tell you, I've come to tell you who you can get a hold of. And who'll get a hold of your hand. And he'll never let you go. And he'll be there for you. He'll never leave you. And he'll never forsake you. He will hold your life. And he will take your life. And he will bring his great plan into your. He will give you purpose. And you'll know why you're here. You'll know who you are. And you'll know where you're going. Because you know the one who created and designed it all. If you're here this morning and you say, Pastor, I don't really have anything that's been holding my life together. I'm grasping for straws. I'm in a struggle right now. Life's been pretty tough. This morning I need something more than I've had. I need something that can truly last the seasons and storms of life. And I'm telling you today that Jesus Christ is the answer. He's the only answer. The one thing that changes our destiny for eternity. is faith in Jesus Christ. And I'm going to ask you today, before we leave this place, and as we leave in a moment, I want the choir to sing that song again. You may just want to stand in a moment and enjoy that message one more time. But it comes down to a personal decision in your heart and in your life. Can you say this morning, I know that Jesus is holding my life together. I have committed my life to Him. I have surrendered my heart to Him. I have prayed that prayer that is greater than all other prayers, that prayer of confession of sin, that I might receive Jesus into my heart. Before we leave here this morning, we're going to pray that prayer. And no better thing you can do on an Easter Sunday morning than to let Jesus begin to pull all the pieces together that are falling apart and put it back together. He can put your life back together. He can put what's broken. He's the healer of broken hearts. He's the healer of broken lives. He can become that which holds you together in the storms of life if you'll give Him a chance this morning. And I cannot see all of you because of the lights that are adjusted, but I want to ask you in this service, if you're here and you say, Pastor, I need that prayer. I've come here today and I need that prayer. I need Jesus in that way in my life. I need Jesus. And I want you, and I count to three, to hold your hand up just for a moment, and then we're going to pray. And this is very important. Whether I see your hand or not is not important. I want to see it, but the thing is that you have said to Jesus, Lord Jesus, come, help me, I need you. I need something to hold my life together in this hour that I'm facing. And I'll tell you, if you'll ask Him, He'll be right there. Nothing He would desire more than just to come into your heart and give you His great gift of salvation, restore fellowship with you, and make you what you need to be. I'm going to count to three. If you need this prayer, just hold your hand up right where you're sitting. If you're in the balcony, you hold your hand up. Ready? This is for you. This is your moment to do it. One, two, three. Hold your hand up. Come on. This is your call this morning. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. I see hands all across the sanctuary this morning. Praise the Lord. This is so important. You may put your hand down. I see hands all through the balcony and on this lower floor. I want everybody to stand. After we have finished praying this morning and after we have dismissed this service, if you raised your hand, I would like for you, if you'd take just a moment to come down here, I will wait right here. And I have a little something I want to put in your hand today that'll help you to your next step in walking with Jesus. So I'll wait for you if you'll take time to come. I'll wait for you to come right here and let me know if I didn't. I don't recognize you as you come. Say, I raise my hand today. I'll wait right here for you. We're going to pray a prayer. And those of you that know Christ, how many of you are glad He holds your life together? How many of you found out He holds your life together? Hallelujah. Now let us all pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, repeat with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this message today. The message in word and the message in song. Thank you that you hold my life together. Even in the moment of death, you don't let go. You usher us right into the presence of God. Thank you for the resurrection. You overcame death, the worst enemy I would ever face. And now, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Cleanse me of my sin. Establish relationship with me. And from this moment, I acknowledge you as my Savior and my Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, honey, listen. He'll hold you tight when the storms of life are raging. He'll not let you go. He will be there in your valleys. He'll walk with you over your mountains. He'll war with you against your giants. But your God is with you so you can know who you are and know why you're here and know where you're going. because we believe in a God who's intimately, deeply involved in our lives. Isn't that good news today? Choir, sing it before we go one more time. Church, just worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now if you want to come, I invite you, I'll wait.